لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. So we spoke yesterday about the virtue of مكة المكرمة, and we mentioned the point that many scholars feel that one should not have a yearning to want to live in Mecca. And it's not because of Mecca not being the most sacred place, but it's because we ourselves cannot fulfill the haqq of Mecca. We cannot give the right of Mecca, and we may do things there that is unbecoming, and the consequences will be very dire for a person who does that. However, Mecca is one of the greatest, if not the greatest place. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, when he was migrating to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, he mentioned that innaka ahab biladillah, innaka la khayrul ardillah azza wa jal wa ahab biladillah ta'ala ilayya, that you are the most beloved lands to me. Allah had made Mecca very beloved to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as it was the place that he was born. Nonetheless, so the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made hijrah to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, and Al-Madinah also then became one of the sacred places, for us as Muslims. There's many ahadith that speaks about the sanctity of Al-Madinatul Munawwara. As we know, the deeds that a person performs, as we mentioned in Mecca, is always multiplied. Your reward is always multiplied. The same goes for Medina. There's a hadith where the Prophet ﷺ says, صَلَاتٌ فِي مَسْجِدِي هَذَا خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ صَلَاتٍ فِي مَا سِوَاهِ إِلَّا الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامِ. Salah that is performed in my masjid is better than salah in any other masjid by 1,000 times. 1,000 times more reward for a person who makes salah in Al-Madinah than anywhere else, except for Al-Masjid Al-Haram. Because Al-Masjid Al-Haram in Mecca is more than Medina also, right? Some ahadith shows that the reward for making salah in Al-Masjid Al-Haram is 100,000 times more than ordinary salah. So that shows already that the masjid itself is a very sacred place, and a person should be very lucky if he's able to visit there and make salah in Al-Masjid Al-Nabawi. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم in another hadith narrated by Tirmidhi, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, من استطاع أن يموت بالمدينة فليمت فإنه لن يموت بها أحد إلا كنت له شفيعا يوم القيامة. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says that whoever is able to die in Medina, he should die in Medina. In other words, this should be something that one yearns for, to die in Al-Madinatul Munawwara, because a person who dies in Al-Madinatul Munawwara, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I will definitely be an intercessor for such a person on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. And this makes sense, because if you die in Medina and you get buried in Al-Baqi', you will be a neighbor of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we know, he is resurrected first, and then those that are close to him will be resurrected after him. So if a person is buried in Jannatul Baqi', then of course he will be a neighbor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he will get the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I've met many people on Hajj and in Umrah that were in their age, like old people from different countries, and a lot of these people took this hadith very seriously. They actually travel in their old age, and they try to be in Al-Madinah because they actually want to receive this great reward or this great blessing of being the recipients of the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we have Makkatul Mukarramah and we have Al-Madinatul Munawwara. And then of course the third holy place for us and sacred place is Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. That is the third holy site for us. And there also there's a hadith that show that the reward is 500 times more if you make salah in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, more than any other masjid. And then there's a hadith that says, لا تشد الرحال. This hadith is narrated by Imam Al-Bukhari and Muslim. لا تشد الرحال إلا إلى ثلاثة مساجد. المسجد الحرام ومسجد هذا والمسجد الأقصى. Right? One should not specifically set out to travel in order to gain more rewards except to three places. There's only three places where you can get more reward for your salah, for your ibadah, etc. And that is the three places that we mentioned: Masjid al-Haram, Masjid al-Nabawi, and Al-Masjid al-Aqsa. So if a person travels from here, let's say to any other masjid, anywhere in the world, whether it is wherever, that salah in that masjid will be equal to any salah anywhere else. So just as you make salah here and you make salah in Indonesia or in Malaysia or in India, it's all the same. Because there's no specific sanctity attributed to those masajid, except to the three masajid, which is the three that we have mentioned. Are there any other places that is sacred besides these three places in terms of more reward or sanctity, etc.? Imam Ghazali mentions here that وَبَعْدَ مَدِينَتِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He mentioned that, we mentioned that already. He mentioned here somewhere, he says, وَمَا بَعْدَ هَذِهِ الْبِقَاعَ الثَّلَاثِ. After these three places, فَالْمَوَاضِعْ فِيهَا مُتَسَاوِيَةٌ. Then all places will be equal. There's no difference between a masjid here and anywhere else. إِلَّا, except الثغور. إِلَّا الثغور. فَإِنَّ الْمُقَامَ بِهَا لِلْمُرَابَطَةِ فِيهَا فِيهِ فَضْلٌ عَظِيمٌ. Except a person who finds himself in a place where he is protecting the honor and the dignity of the Muslims, meaning a place where there is jihad, or there is a place where a saghar. A saghar is normally a place where a person is standing and protecting the Muslims, right? He's standing guard in protecting the Muslims, right? So such a area, if you were to be given that particular opportunity, then that is something sacred. There's a hadith that shows that a person who does that, his reward is very great by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the only thing that Imam al-Ghazali mentions. But in terms of masajid, the three masajid are the only places that are obviously sacred in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you look at Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, one of the things that I read about him is that he always had a yearning and a dua, which was a strange one in a sense. He made dua that, oh Allah, I would like to die in the city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he obviously knew about this hadith. But he says, I also would like to die as a shaheed, as a martyr. So that is like a strange request, because Madinatul Munawwara was a stronghold of Muslims. So how are you going to die as a martyr and die in the city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the same time? And subhanallah, Allah ta'ala granted him that, because we know that Sina Umar ibn al-Khattab, he was stabbed while he was making salah in Al-Masjid al-Nabawi. He was stabbed and he died from that wound not long after that. So which means he gained the honor of being a shaheed, and he gained the honor of dying in the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this shows that Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab was one of those people that was really Mubarak. He had a very special place in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar was one of those people that there's many verses in the Quran that actually came down on account of the opinion of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab. Right? One such thing is what we will also discuss maybe later on, is when we do the ziyaras and we do the sacred places within the haram itself. One of the places is the Maqam Ibrahim. So what do we do by the Maqam Ibrahim? Normally when we perform our tawaf, it is sunnah to make your two raka'as after the tawaf behind the Maqam Ibrahim. Try to make salah there. Right? And that idea of making salah close to the Maqam Ibrahim was the idea of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab. He told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shouldn't we like take this place as a place of sujood? Because this was a place where Nabi Ibrahim stood and he was the one that built the Kaaba, etc. So it was a sacred space. Shouldn't we take this as a place of salah? And Allah ta'ala actually revealed a verse that had exactly that, those instructions. وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. Take the place of Ibrahim, take it as a musalla, take it as a place of salah. Exactly in conformity with what Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab wanted. And that's why there's a hadith that says, لَوْ كَانَ نَبِيٌّ بَعْدِي لَكَانَ عُمَرٌ. If ever there had to be a prophet that came after me, it would have been Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله تعالى عنه أرضى. And here we learn today that he was one of those people that had the honor of dying in Al-Madinatul Munawwara and dying as a shaheed, because of these ahadith that speaks about the sanctity of this place. Inshallah, the next time we discuss, we will look at now the more legal aspects around the Hajj, the conditions of Hajj, the arkans of Hajj. We want to learn more about this ibadah. We want to learn more, even Those who were there, it's a refresher. Those who weren't there, it will be maybe a first time that we can get the opportunity to learn something about the ibadah of Hajj, inshallah. So that will be our next discussion, where we will go into the details of the ahkam of Hajj, inshallah ta'ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa' wa min qalbin la yakhsha' wa min aynin la tadma' wa min da'watin la yustajabu laha ya arhamar rahimin. Allahumma irzuqna at-tawfiqa wal ikhlasa wa dawam an-ni'am wa husn al-khitam. Rabbana ighfir lana wa liwalidina wa limashayikhina wa li'arbabi al-huquq 'alaina wa lil muslimin ajma'in. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin. Allahu akbar. Ik denk dat het genoeg tijd om.